General Motors has announced that it's going to begin selling fuel cell power plants for use in homes or in offices in the next 2 or 3 years. Daniel O'Connell is a staff engineer with GM's fuel cell program. He unveiled the new system at a recent automotive conference.
The unit that we demonstrated this morning is a 5 kilowatt. That would be enough to provide just about the average home. The unit that we showed this morning was around the size of a conventional refrigerator.
All of Detroit's automakers are working on fuel cell systems, but for their vehicles, not for homes. They're considered something like a holy grail that will let car companies escape environmental criticism. When they're perfected, fuel cells will take in hydrogen from some source, perhaps methane, natural gas, or even everyday gasoline. Through a chemical process, they'll produce electricity, and the main waste product is water. But fuel cells have been a long time coming. Automakers are working to reduce the weight, size, and cost of the systems so that they can be put into cars. Auto analyst Paul Eisenstein of the car website thecarconnection.com says that car companies moving into the home seems unusual at first, but it has some basic business reasons behind it.
What the automakers are hoping is that they'll be able to use home fuel cell technology to try out the fuel cell, to learn a lot about it, also to get it into mass production, which should help lower costs and ultimately help lower the cost of on-road or mobile fuel cells as well.
Plus, Eisenstein says the move could help speed up research into fuel cells for all applications.
This way, they might be able to go to market much sooner and start to develop a revenue source that will help fund further fuel cell development efforts.
But GM still has to put a lot of pieces into place before it starts selling home fuel cell units. GM's Daniel O'Connell says the company is still looking for the best way to jump into an unfamiliar business.
Currently, GM does not have the distribution network set up to handle a non-automotive application, so we're looking for partners to help us in that arena.
Of course, the ultimate goal for GM is to be the first company to mass-produce affordable fuel cell-powered cars and trucks. But the timeline for that is a bit longer. Most automakers believe it could be up to a decade before the cars are ready. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Bill Poorman.